Try our new bacon Nutella breakfast burrito. Doesn't taste very good, but it's got a bunch of stuff in it. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And fast food chains are always trying to one-up each other by coming out with weird food concoctions every year. Things like the bacon Nutella breakfast burrito, or chicken nugget and cream cheese pizzas, or the surf and turf milkshake. Creamy milkshake blended with chunks of real lobster inside.
That's fancy.
And for some reason, people love it. Some of these creations are so crazy that they skirt the line between a meal and a monstrosity, but we eat them anyway because why not? Bored, haven't eaten in 20 minutes, let's shove something in there. Don't care what it is. And in the news today, one fast food chain has come out with a bizarre new food invention unlike anything the world has ever seen before. I'm talking about Burger King. Over the years, they've created some pretty strange foods. They've created things like the extra long cheeseburger and the bacon bit sundae. But now they've taken their fast food to the extreme because their new promotional campaign is called Feed Your Nightmare.
Okay, that doesn't sound super positive, but I guess it's the season.
Which is what I do anytime I go to a fast food place. Not because I don't like the food, but because my stomach is a very sensitive one. And I know it will be keeping me up all night.
It's a sacrifice when you decide to get fast
food. It's a big sacrifice. But anyway, Feed Your Nightmare is all to promote their new sandwich called the Nightmare King.
Good name.
What's a Nightmare King? It's a 1/4-pound ground beef burger topped with chicken, cheese, bacon, onions, and mayo.
Oh, is it?
And it comes with a dark green bun.
Gross. Ooh,
sounds good, actually.
Is the nightmare just the heart attack you're going to have later after you eat that? My God.
I don't know if you remember this, but when they came out with a Halloween Whopper a few years ago that had a black bun on it, and it gave people green, weird-looking poop, and everybody was online posting about it because anybody who ate it was like, oh, my God, I'm dying.
Yeah, what's happening?
And then they're like, no, it's just the coloring of the bun making everybody's poop a nasty shade of green. Anyway, they've upgraded to a green bun, and it's not just called the Nightmare Burger because it looks like a nightmare. Burger King claims that this sandwich is clinically proven to induce nightmares after you eat it.
Sell. Why do you want that?
Burger King actually paid for a clinical study to prove this, and they made it into a commercial. Here's a clip of the sleep specialist who oversaw the experiment.
Can a burger cause nightmares? That's what Burger King asked us when it came to us with this new burger. And we're here to see if it truly deserves to be called the Nightmare King. So from different studies in the past, we know that foods can affect dreams and sleep quality. And we're going to be looking at specific mixtures of proteins and see if that can actually disrupt a person's sleep and possibly induce a nightmare.
So they're trying to actually give people nightmares with their food for Halloween.
So they're basically embracing the, like, not healthy for you thing
right.
with this whole campaign.
Yeah, this one is very, very bad for you.
Yeah.
But eat it. In the TV ad, you can see participants eating the green burger, and then they get hooked up to sleep monitors. And then the researchers watch them and comment while they sleep.
So right here, you can see the subject's brain activity is picking up, and so is their heart rate, which may have displayed a nightmare. Okay, look at this subject's heart rate is going up. They're having a tachycardia during sleep. He's in a REM state. You can see some theta waves, and you can see some rapid eye deflections. This tells us that he's dreaming. They're having a disruption in their sleep at the moment.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. even if they're faking this sleep study, I'm believing him because of the, like, wordage he's using.
I know.
I'm like, the background music.
Anytime they have any of these doctors on, they need to find some people that are a little more, like, because they always just sound so boring. We're watching him sleep right now, and it looks like he's having a nightmare.
But that's why
you need to find a guy like Guy Fieri, a doctor like Guy Fieri, like, we're watching this guy sleep right now.
He's going nuts.
Look at him. He's going crazy. He's got to be seeing all types of things. Anyway. They studied 100 participants over the course of 10 days and nights, and apparently the subjects had some pretty strange experiences after eating the Nightmare King burger.
Really?
Let's hear some of them talk about their dreams.
I remember hearing voices and, like, people walking around talking.
When I would wake up, I think I didn't hear the voices.
Someone in my dream turned into the burger. The burger then transformed into the figure of a snake.
In the water, I was swimming, and I remember I saw... you know, alien? coming up from the water and was trying to attack this little boat I was on.
Our clinical study proves that the Nightmare King increases your chances of having nightmares by 3.5 times.
What?
That's right.
Increases it 3.5 times. Why would you want to eat that?
3.5 times more likely to have a nightmare if you eat Burger King's new Nightmare Burger. Dude, so if you're one of those people that just loves to get scared for Halloween, then go buy one of these and see if you actually have a nightmare.
And how are they going to up the ante next year? Like, oh, you may get E. coli if you eat this burger. Dude. Try it out, guys.
I'm holding out for the wet dream burger. That's going to be...
Oh, come on.
We created a burger that will make you have the best dreams ever. And we got a bunch of people together and watched them sleep. And sure enough,
it
happened. I'm looking forward to personally cleaning up after the study.
Oh, God.
Well, anyway, the researchers think that the burger gives you nightmares due to the various protein combinations inside of the sandwich. So why would Burger King want to give their customers nightmares? All for the promotional value.
Of course.
But what happens if somebody has a nightmare after eating their food and then ends up hurting somebody or themselves?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Would they be on the line for this?
Uh-huh.
Probably not. They're a very big company with lots of very big lawyers, so they probably have covered themselves.
Not worried.
But still, would you want to eat a burger that gave you nightmares?
No.
No, I'm going no.
That's terrible.
A lot of people don't believe that the Nightmare King could actually give you nightmares, but there really is only one way to find out.
That's how they're going to do it. You have to try it.
Exactly.
Smart.
So you know it doesn't actually give you nightmares.
Yeah.
No.
It's
awesome. And they found some quack doctor that they paid to say this so that you'll buy it, and everybody's going to buy it and be disappointed.
Until you, like, take your 8-year-old to Burger King, and suddenly the kid can't sleep for 10 years of his life.
Yeah, try it. Yeah. Test it out. Right. Let us know. I definitely won't be trying it. Text in 78592. Are you actually going to try the Nightmare Burger?
Oh, man.